Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three, we have his name is Ted Dabrowski. He is going to run for governor in Illinois as a Republican. He's making his way into the studio this afternoon. We'll have a nice conversation with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. And there was this hearing. You know, some of these stories that I think are pretty important, especially things that maybe affect you in your real life more than most things that come out of Washington. But there was a hearing about AI chatbots and how these kids have kind of gotten sucked into these relationships online with these chatbots. And some of it is potentially very scary and dangerous. George Rosenthal is going to weigh in on that at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about some new chips that are coming out from Haystack Sourcing Solutions. My friend Ken Dubinsky featuring Kevin Coleman, wide receiver for the Tigers. That's coming up a little later, plus audio cut of the day. I also want to mention on Sunday afternoon here, we're going to carry some of the Charlie Kirk, actually all of it. So if you are interested and you're out and about, maybe in the car on Sunday in between baseball and football, from noon until 1 p.m., it's Charlie Kirk, an American original hosted by Jesse Waters. That will run until 1, and then 1 p.m. through the duration. We don't know how long. I think it might last about 4 hours, the Charlie Kirk Memorial coverage. Breaking coverage of the memorial hosted by Jared Halperin and Jessica Rosenthal Fox with reporting from Jeff Manasso in Glendale, Arizona. Okay, well, Annie spends a lot more time on Illinois politics than I do. I always think Illinois is kind of a mess. We know J.B. Pritzker is seemingly running for president, but he's also going to run for governor of Illinois for re-election. Ted Dabrowski is with us in the studio this afternoon. He just announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination to run for governor of Illinois. Ted, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm great, and it's great to be here, and thanks for having me on.
Nice to meet you. Let's. This is kind of a bit of a get-to-know-you tour, right? I know
it
you,
is, yeah.
you're trying to... Here's what I know. I know you're running for governor. You seem to be pretty well-funded from the beginning here. Darren Bailey was a guy that has run before, but you're in this primary for Illinois governor. You're a Chicago suburbs guy, right? Let's talk about that a little bit. There's danger there with our audience here in this particular region, because that kind of makes you, and I know this because I grew up in the north suburbs of Chicago too, might make you a Cubs fan. Is that true, Ted?
Well, you know, I live near the Cubs people, the Cubs owner, so in Wilmette, and so...
Yeah.
I'm supportive, yes.
So I grew up, you probably know, I know where Wilmette is. I grew up in Park Ridge, Morton Grove, and Niles.
Sure.
So you know
sure,
where Notre Dame High School is on Dempster?
I know Notre Dame High School.
I lived right across the street from that for a good portion of my life. I moved here to St. Louis in 1979, and then, not that this interview is about me, but I was going to try to find out about you, but I've been in Missouri longer than any other place. And I like to joke that I was not infected with the Cubs virus, but believe me, all my family's up there in Arlington Heights in the Chicago area.
Can't avoid it.
It's okay. Plus, they're pretty damn good this year, or at least they were for most of the season. Why in the hell do you want to get into this race? This is what I would ask most politicians, but maybe even more so, Ted, in the state of Illinois.
Well, that's precisely the reason why. I think everybody's given up on Illinois. We've seen many people leave. We've lost population for many years now. We've seen a lot of companies like Caterpillar and Boeing, the headquarters, Citadel. I'm watching my neighbors leave, and I said, you know, this is a great state, and we should be a top five state. And, you know, when my parents were immigrants, they were legal immigrants back in 1960, and You know, this is a beacon of opportunity for everybody. Everybody was coming here. Now it's the opposite, and I think we should fight for it. We shouldn't be squeezed out and pushed out of our state. We should make this state a top five state in this country.
Where was mom and dad from?
Dad from Poland.
Nice.
Escaped communist Poland, and my mom from Ecuador. She's awesome. A 19-year-old, and you know they came to Chicago. This is where they met. They met on the L.
That's awesome. Did they really? In the 1960s?
Yeah.
Look at that love story right there. So then I kind of started doing this. Let me backtrack a little bit on your bio. Have you ever run for public office before?
Never have. This is the first time.
You started something called Wire Points, right?
Well, I didn't start it, but I joined the founder and we made it a bigger thing 8 years ago.
And what is that?
We're a news reporting policy research. And, you know, we dive deep into the problems of Illinois, report on them, expose the problems with facts, with data, with reason, and try to say, hey, here's the problem. This is what we need to fix, and here's a solution.
So, you know, one of the things I've always said about Illinois, because, you know, I've been pretty familiar with the politics and certainly have followed Cook County, is, you know, we always have this disagreement. It still happens, seemingly, about voter ID, right? And what the left says about voter ID is that disenfranchises voters, right?
Right.
So my position has always been the true disenfranchised voters are people who live south of Cook County, Illinois, because a lot of the folks in our listening area, they feel like they have no representation, right?
Well, that's true. And it's not just they feel, they're right.
Yes.
And this whole thing is rigged against them. I understand, you know, I've met many people who are disenfranchised down here, and I understand their argument. And not only that, then you get into the gerrymandering as well. And we saw Pritzker getting exposed on just how gerrymandered the state is. So right now, there's a lot of disenfranchisement. And don't forget, we hold elections many times for municipal, like in February when it's freezing. It's another disenfranchisement because the people who benefit from the policies come out to vote, or everyday people don't.
I never really thought about that, but that's the primary.
Yeah, well, look at it. You got 12 and 13% voting in city elections and school board elections.
If you do the primary, and again, sometimes I don't know the Illinois stuff, you do the primary then, but the general is still in November?
Correct.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you also run as a ticket in Illinois, right?
Right. Yeah. You have a governor and a lieutenant governor.
And your lieutenant governor choice is who?
Her name is Dr. Carrie Mendoza, and somebody that I've known for a few years, and she was a great fighter against closed schools during COVID. That's how I got to know her. We're fighting hard against, you know, them keeping our kids out of schools, fighting against the mask mandates. She's been huge on keeping DEI out of schools.
Awesome.
Yeah. So she was, I would look for a principled person. I wasn't looking to play politics with my lieutenant governor choice. I was looking to find somebody who was principled with me so that I didn't have to worry about that at all when we pursue the right changes for Illinois.
Ted Dabrowski is with me in the studio. He's running for governor of Illinois on the Republican side. There's a couple of people who have, you know, jumped in on that side to run against J.B. Pritzker, who seemingly is running for the White House. We'll get to that here in a second. You said this. You said, I know the system in Illinois. I know the players. I know how the sausage is made and why it tastes so bad. I mean, a lot of that is the control of the legislature that the Democrats have had. I mean, I feel like the Mike Madigan story here in St. Louis has been severely undercovered. I used to point out to his level of corruption and, you know, the decades that he had that grip over the General Assembly in Illinois, right?
Yeah, this is the big machine they created, and they created an amazing machine, so much so that once Madigan was kicked out, new people came in and took it over, and the machine continues. And, you know, the whole thing about the sausage being made is I've been pushing against these problems for over 15 years. I've been around the state. I've been working with grassroots groups. I've worked with legislators. I know how that sausage is made. And we can't keep doing the same things, right? If we keep letting them do this. Here, why do we have to pay the highest property taxes in the country? Why do we have to pay the second highest gas taxes in the country? It's because we let them do it.
Yep.
We don't fight back with principle. And I think, you know, what I want to bring back is some principled leadership so that we unite against these bad policies.
So if you're picking priorities here, I mean, the one that certainly comes to mind is crime and safety, even outside of the Chicago area. But J.B. Pritzker thinks everything is fine. I saw him walking along the lakefront a couple of weeks ago with a reporter. And his bodyguards, of course. Everything's fine. There's no crime.
There's no issues
in Chicago, right, Ted?
Yeah, well, you know, crime is a huge issue for many people, especially right now because it's gotten so much attention. And, you know, President Trump trying to help certain places intervene. But, you know, I still argue that affordability is the number one. I think that
when you say just cost of living affordability, housing affordability, all of that.
Because of taxes. You know, we could improve the crime situation. And that would be great because we must and we should and we have to treat criminals as criminals, right? Stop protecting the criminals. But if we don't make it affordable, people are going to keep leaving. And that's our biggest issue is we're losing our population. We're losing our tax base.
But how do you fix that when the state of Illinois in particular, and you don't have a balanced budget amendment in Illinois. We do here in Missouri, right?
We don't.
So you guys can spend as much money as you, and we've seen evidence of that over the decades, right?
Right.
So how do you fix that?
Well, you have to start exposing it. Right now, a governor, or even a Republican governor who would take over, would face super majority Democrats in the House. So in the chambers. So it's not like any change can be made easily. But the governor does appoint agency heads, department heads, and you can start to make a lot of noise there. But the big thing is just to expose where all the money's going. On day one, I would create a new agency that exposes and tells Illinois, where did your money go? And here's where it's being wasted. And here's what we need to fight against. Pritzker will never do that, right? Pritzker will never expose where the money's going because he's spending it. We would expose where it's going and then ask Illinois, is this what you want?
And then immigration, obviously, that's another thing that has come up on the national stage. It just seems like, and I talk about this all the time, how you have this disconnect with J.B. Pritzker and some of the leaders of the Democrat Party where most of the voters are. And this would include a lot of the Democrats, the moderate Democrats in Cook County. I think they're not on Pritzker's side when it comes to the immigration stuff.
No, it's extreme.
Yeah.
It's extreme. I mean, when you start spending, we've spent over $2 billion on illegal immigrants just on health care alone in the last 3 years. That's money. One, it could have been lower taxes, but the blacks feel totally disenfranchised because they got kicked out. They should, and they got kicked out of public buildings. They got kicked out of programs. They certainly weren't getting free health care and free housing.
I played a lot of audio last year from African Americans in the city of Chicago that were screaming at the top of their lungs, saying, "Hey, where are our resources that we're paying into?" Right,
right. And so it's I understand that they're feeling. And look, we just shouldn't be a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state. They that should be gone. And we get back to prioritizing Illinois first.
So what would you say about JB right now and where he is with all of this? Because obviously he thinks very highly of himself. And I think there's an indication that he wants to perhaps run for president. I can't help but think in many instances when I do hear him talk that some of the people, there's a lot of Democrats, there's a lot of Democrat control, that they agree with him on these issues. And the main thing for a lot of people in Illinois, and this would be certainly even with moderate Democrats, they hate Trump, right? So automatically, you're going to be associated with Trump. Do you have a relationship with him at all, with the president?
I never met him?
No, okay, because that you're going to need a little help there probably from the president if you get to be the nominee, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I voted for Trump 3 times, but I've never had a chance to meet him. Let's talk about Pritzker. He's gone extreme on everything, right? And, on life, we've become the abortion capital of the Midwest. On all the DEI and cultural issues, he's moved to the extreme left. He will never take on the cost of government because he would be taking on the unions. So he can't, running for president now, he can't do the right things for Illinoisans because that would send the wrong signal in his move to go to the far left for the presidential primary. So he's trapped. I also think there's a lot of fatigue on Pritzker. He had a chance. He's had 7 years to lower taxes. He never has, right? He's only raised property taxes. He was the one that doubled the gas tax. So, he supported all the welcoming initiatives for illegal
immigrants. That's why I can't understand how he has so much of a profile in how this whole presidential talk is. It just seems silly to me. But
only because he's taken on Trump. That's why, and he thinks that's a success story. But I don't think it is. I think it'll fail. But we'll see.
We'll have to see. All right. Well, so then when it comes to money, you have what, $1.2 million, like more than $1 million in the account right now.
Yeah, let's call it $1 million because I put a little bit in there for as a loan.
How much does a race like this in the end end up costing? Like just for the primary, how much is it going to cost?
Well, I guess it depends. Bailey's not in yet, whether he comes in or not. I think, Pritzker spent $150 million each cycle last 2 cycles. I don't think we need to match that because we're telling the truth, so we don't have to like spend money to cover things up. I mean, he's got a record, and we can expose his record. And the thing about telling the truth is that people instinctively know whether those property taxes are too high or whether they're losing their neighbors or whether their kids went to college and never came back. They know all that. So all we need to do is trigger the truth. I don't know how much it's going to cost. Is it $50 million? Is it $70 million? I don't think we need to spend what he spends. And I think there's better ways to spend it now too, with social media, you know, the TV ads are so expensive. It does. I don't think it makes
sense.
Radio
is very effective, though.
Radio's very
radio
is very effective.
Huge.
That's right.
We
huge.
Love radio
no,
so
good.
Much.
It really is.
Yeah.
And well, and certain stations are willing to cover the issues where we know certain ones aren't.
But one of your main goals, I guess, obstacle, whatever you want to call it, is that nobody really knows your name yet. I mean, you got to get name recognition, which is why you do interviews like this, right?
Well, that's true. Now, I do have some name recognition, and if it's not me, WirePoints. You know, our data, you know, has been used all over the state on property taxes, on all those things that we've written about. So, you know, if and when people make the connection between the WirePoints data they've seen plastered on somebody's website and they connect it back to me, that's helpful. But yeah, I have to build name recognition, no doubt about that.
Well, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in the studio. You got Jason Plumber working on your team. And I love Jason. He's a great Republican in Illinois, Senate Republican now, who's been exposing some of the nonsense in your state for a long time. So I love that he's involved. And I guess, you know, realistically, I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, we're in mid-September. This thing is not that far off, right?
It's not. You know, March, middle of March is the primary, so it'll be fast, but exciting. And I tell you what, I've loved being down here, downstate, southern Illinois. It's fun meeting these people. And I see people want to see their Illinois be great, and we should be a top five state. We should not be accepting where we are. And I see the potential not just for Chicago, right? Because everybody thinks about Chicago's economic engine, but you've got all these great cities that historically have been great manufacturing hubs. We need to revive that.
Like even, you know, just because I've taken the trip on 55 so often from St. Louis to Chicago, like the Bloomington Normal area, not knowing anything about that area very much, except that I've seen it explode, right?
Yeah, and we should be competing with the Georgias and with the South Carolinas and Alabamas who are getting all that investment. We haven't been getting that investment because our taxes are too high and we have too much pension debt.
Yeah.
And we haven't been friendly to businesses. And if we can just reverse all the policies we have, we will become friendly and we should be the ones competing with all those. Yeah, we're the center of the country. We have the infrastructure. We have everything we need.
You know you're risking a bit of an orange jumpsuit by running as a Republican in Illinois, right?
How's
it's
that?
Like 50-50, right? Well, half of them go to prison.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, don't they? Democrats, too, not just Republicans.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, you know, I haven't been a politician all my life. That's one. But two, you know, I'm on record. I've been writing for 15 years at the Illinois Policy Institute and WirePoints. People know me. I've been on media for 15 years. So I'm not some unknown thing. But at the same time, I don't have my fingers in the cookie jar.
Yeah,
I never
yeah.
have.
Well, and that's a good thing. I think there's definitely, and I think you know this, there's an anti-incumbency, you know, flavor about politics these days,
well,
and I think
be.
That's a good thing. Absolutely. Yeah. Ted, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Good luck.
Appreciate
Keep
it.
In touch.
Thank you, sir.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.